Yeah, I've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Preston. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you I'm sorry. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Can I please have your first name?
Michael Saldana. It's gonna be Saldana.
Okay. And Michael?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and can you spell your last name once more, please?
It's going to be Saldana. You're so sweet. I appreciate
you. I don't
know
if you like it, and I also got you water, because it's hot out here.
I think. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
So you did say S-A-L... You did say S-A-L. You did say S-A-L-D-A-N-A.
Correct, yes.
Okay. And can I have a good callback number for you in case we get
disconnected? That would be area code 915 910-0256.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text updates from your service provider today?
Yes.
Good. Message and data rates may apply. And can you tell me your policy membership number?
It would be 57434.
57434.
956.
956.
002.
002. Okay. Nothing is coming up. Excuse me. Yet. So, let me see. Hold on one second. Do you have your VIN number?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I might need that. Give me one second, though.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
I don't need it. What is your full address?
The address that I have on my policy would be 6245.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking about the one on the policy or the
yes,
one that I wanted?
Yes, one on the
okay,
yes.
Yeah. It'll be 6245 East Rough Rock Drive.
Okay. And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
2007 Chevy Cobalt.
And what color is it?
Oh, it's black.
Okay, and what seems to be the problem with it today?
It just doesn't want to start, but I'll probably just be requesting a towing. I live right down the street, so.
Okay. Won't start?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Will your vehicle shift out of park?
Yeah, it's a manual.
Okay. Is this call a result of an accident?
No. It's just I was in the drive-thru and since it's a manual, I took off the clutch really quick and I guess it stalled out, so I didn't want to start after that.
Oh, okay. Okay, do you have the keys to the vehicle?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So will you be with the vehicle when the tow truck arrives?
Do you know how long it'll take? Just because I have to get to work. They're actually coming for me, but I can either stay here or I can leave it unlocked.
Okay, well, you have to leave the key if you decide to leave it. you know, and you have to know that if anything happens to the vehicle while before the tow truck arrives, they are not responsible for anything that may happen. You have to waive agree to waive liability.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you know how long it'll take, just so I can either start?
Not yet, because it may take a short time. It may take a long time, but I won't know until I speak to them, because I have to, after finishing it with you, call them and make arrangements and see what time they can come out to you.
Okay.
All right. So right now I'm going to say that you're going to remain with the vehicle, but if that changes, you have to let us know, let them know.
All right, sounds good.
So, do you have an address where the vehicle is currently?
The address. Yeah, I do.
Okay, what is the address?
It'll be 2995. South Kino Parkway, and it's K as in Kevin, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, and then O as in Oven.
Okay, where's that? Kino Street?
Parkway. So
Parkway?
P as in Paul, K as in Kevin. Yeah.
I got it. And what city and state is that?
Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
And then it's 85713.
Okay. Okay, so I got you mapped and located. Looks like you're near Dutch Brothers Coffee.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And where would you like to take the vehicle?
The address would be 1881 East Irvington Road.
Okay, Irvington.
Irvington. It's going to be I as in Igloo. R as in Robert, V as in Victor, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, G as in Gary, T as in Tom, O as in Oven, and then N as in Nancy.
Okay. And that's East Irvington Street?
Road.
Road? Okay. That's also in Tucson?
Correct. Yeah, and the zip code is 85714. Actually, can I, because it'll give you a different, I don't know why it does this, but could you get like the name of the apartments?
I can make a note of it, but if it'll give me a different address, you shouldn't use it, because you want the address where.
Yeah, it's because whenever you look it up, it gives a different address.
I got 1881 East Irvington Road. That's what you just gave me, right?
Yeah, correct. But I've had it before where, like, I'll give people my address, and it'll take them to a completely different spot. One of the sites.
Okay. All right. So what's the address you want to give me?
Well, it's that one, but... like, when people look it up, it'll give them a different spot. Does that make sense? Like,
yes. Yeah, so what's the
The name of the apartments is going to be El Conquistador Apartments.
Okay, say it again.
It's going to be El Conquistador.
Okay, you got to spell that for me.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, O as in Oven, N as in Nancy, U as in... I'm having an umbrella. I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, D as in David, O as in Oven, and then R as Robert.
And that's apartments?
Yeah.
Okay. Conquistador Apartments. So that's the name of the complex?
Yeah, correct. It's off of Irvington and Campbell. It's just for some reason people always they'll go more like north than from where I am for some reason, and it's like through Google Maps and everything too. Mm-hmm.
It messes Google Maps up. You saying?
Yeah.
All right, so I have you mapped and located. Have your destination mapped and located, and so I'm going to go ahead and make a couple of phone calls to find a provider. And once I find a provider, you'll receive a text message with the ETA company's name and phone number. So I'll call you back. Well, I wouldn't need to call you back, but I may. Thank you for your time. I hope everything works out for you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, boss. So I'm most likely gonna leave the car here. Can I just I'm gonna leave the keys. I'll just leave them under the seat, I guess. Not like too far deep, but kind of where they can see it. Could just.
Under the driver's seat.
Should I push it that way?
Okay, so I made a note of that, so you you do agree to waive the liability?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So take care and have a good day.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right, appreciate your boss. Thank you.
You're welcome.